Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
How much does it take to retire? Well, look who has wandered into the KNSS studio. It is money tracker Don Grant, CFP, and his special guest and executive assistant, Huck the dog.
Yeah. Huck the dog. Yeah.
Hello, Don.
Well, good morning to Ted and John. And if you've ever tried to calculate your ideal retirement date process, you know, it goes from hopeful to overwhelming. Many want clear answers. How much do I need? But the truth is that retirement planning is full of moving parts. That's why the number often feels impossible to pin down. Start with income sources. First of all, retire isn't funded only by savings, the stuff you've been putting away for all these years. Social Security, pensions, rental income, part-time work, and investment returns all play a role. Some people will also receive inheritances, which add another unpredictable layer. When you combine these variables, the range of possible outcomes widens dramatically. Then there's longevity. Retirees could live 25, 35, or even more after leaving the workforce. That means planning for multiple market cycles, healthcare costs that rise as you age, as they are dramatically right now, and potential long-term care expenses that are difficult to estimate. Lifestyle is another wild card. Do you travel? Downsize? Live near grandkids? Continue part-time during consulting? These are decisions that are directly impact how much income you'll need each month. Now, given these unknowns, the better approach is to think in terms of flexibility rather than a magic number. A solid retirement plan should adjust to changes in market conditions, spending needs, and unexpected opportunities. This is where working with your certified financial planner pro can make a meaningful difference. They can help you evaluate your income streams, tax, or your tests. They can test scenarios for you and build a plan that adapts as your life evolves. Retirement is not static, and your planning shouldn't be either. The goal isn't to find a perfectly precise number. It's to build a resilient, adaptable financial life that can support you through whatever retirement looks like for you. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, you mentioned that inheritance. I assume that I'm going to be one of your heirs.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've got you down.
You can assume.
You can assume all you want. You have to fight off Abby and Natalie for that.
Oh, yeah. You do have daughters, don't
Well,
you?
And then the other factor is I'm living to 105. So,
well, that's, yeah.
I'm a bit older than you, but
I
we
didn't
need to
plan
do
on
the
that
math,
either. Yeah,
you know? So
okay. Yeah.
How did he wrangle out of his
Yeah,
of
Huck
his
is
lease?
Just doing all sorts of traveling here in the studio today.
Amazing.
Even though you've got a leash.
Yeah, well, he's
now he's sitting down by my chairs.
So yeah, well, he's sitting down by Grandpa.
All right, Don, yeah. I always like to go through the birthday list to see if you've worked with any of these people back in your California days. Okay. Donna Mills is 85.
Donna Mills, I played tennis with.
See, I knew there was
I
a Donna Mills connection.
Yes, in Santa Barbara. Yeah, we played a rousing game of tennis, and she was had her. Is she still how old?
Yeah, she's 85 today.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, at the time she had a boyfriend that was about 20 years younger than her.
Okay.
You know, so.
But it's Donna Mills, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yes.
Do whatever she wants. Linda Day George is 81 today.
Don't know
Mission
Linda.
Impossible. Okay. Maybe that was the only two I had.
Yeah.
Let's see. You came through for me on Donna Mills. I knew you would.
Yeah. No, it was also that same trip to Santa Barbara. We were playing with Howard Duff.
Yes.
And his wife, Judy, at the time. And we also got to play with, like, the 36th Tarzan. God, I'm trying.
That's obscure.
No, he was the first TV series Tarzan.
Okay.
God, I'm trying to think. I'm blanking on him.
Are you the only guy in Hollywood that did not ever play Tarzan?
Probably. And it has to do with my physique more than anything, I'm sure. And I don't know how to do that swim where you – that's a crawl and then a backstroke and a crawl and a backstroke where you're, like, rotating through the water. Although we could probably practice the
There's always – well, Carol Burnett can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got that one down.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Don.
You can adopt Ted. I'm taking the dog, by the way.
There you go. Okay.
You can have Ted.
Well –
dog's mine.
Huck has got, you got to be a regular Frisbee guy to hang out with Huck. We're going to go out and do Frisbee right now, his favorite thing in the world.
See, you said the word. Now he's getting excited.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, John's got him smothered with affection over there. So.
Yeah, just so certainly fresh. Enjoying that. And last night, recovering from the big Christmas party, Christmas company party from Odyssey Radio, and John Whitmer was there. I was there.
Congratulations to our winners on our we had the annual holiday Christmas awards.
Yeah, company awards were handed out.
It was kind of fun. Steve McIntosh won Employee of the Year.
Employee of the Year.
Which by the way, we're sitting in the studio today. We have our Employee of the Year emeritus.
Yeah, I won it last year.
Ted Woodward.
Steve won it this year.
Yeah. Maybe that's kind of
win it ever again.
By the way, just for the record, we also had Jad was up for awards last night.
So Jad was a nominee
for which by the way, Jad didn't deign us with his presence last night.
Well,
busy working.
Guess what? He was working.
I know. He was changing a light bulb up on top of a tower somewhere.
I wasn't changing it.
You know,
we have a crew to do that sort of thing, man.
He was supervising a crew.
Exactly.
On a pole.
That still should mean you automatically should have won last night.
I know.
I think you were robbed.
You missed. Yeah. It was a good little party last night, though, out at Equity Bank Stadium.
Yeah, we got to, it was at the upper party room.
Yeah. Good crowd.
The vault.
Good
there.
Food. And they, we had a caricature artist there. Yeah. We drew a caricature of you and Mac and Dave Wilson.
Yeah, the three of us got our caricatures drawn.
We had Huey, Dewey, and Louie in a caricature.
And Steve McIntosh got a caricature drawn of he and St. Shelley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Mrs.
Yeah.
McIntosh got one done. And several people sat there for their, to get their caricatures painted. So it was fun last night.
It was a good little party. So it, And that was when I started realizing, you know, I can't stay up late and come in here at 4 a.m. So might have to change my evening plans coming after the first of the year. So.
I got to thinking.
Yeah, you might.
It's such a strange dynamic. It's people you work with. It's people you see every day, but you're always operating in a business setting here at work.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But then last night, it's like you're casually talking with people, hugging them and wishing them Merry Christmas, things you would never, ever do here.
No, yeah.
It's nice to
relax.
Interact with people and be normal instead of having, I got to go do a newscast, or I got to do this, I got to do that, which everybody's doing at work.
Right.
There's always something, you know, pulling you away.
It is nice.
Last night was very nice.
And to meet their families, you know, because
I
had met some of their spouses, and that's always kind of a nice to, and, you know, it's also nice to meet some of the folks from our television partners, because I hadn't met some of our folks who also fill in and who are from TV as well. Like, I haven't met I can't remember the guy's name on the TV, a sports who also was on television. I hadn't met him. Trey, is it, what's his first name?
TJ.
TJ, thank
is that
you.
Who you're talking about?
Yeah, TJ, because I recognized him from TV, but he's also filling. He also took over Tommy's spot on KVH.
On Sports Daily. On
yeah,
KVH.
And I hadn't met him yet, but I recognized him immediately from TV.
Well, I was the same way. I mean,
TJ Cleveland.
I see TJ all the time at Shocker games and stuff, and we say hi to each other as we're walking past each other doing our jobs, and I was like, I never had a chance to actually sit down and talk to him, so that was very nice to have a chance to do things like that.
We've yet to see May the Weather Dog, though. I want to see. I was disappointed we didn't get to see May the Weather Dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry Ross Jansen and May weren't there.
I know. Well,
that would have been awesome.
That would have made the party just that much better.
If I'd only gotten my caricature painted with May the Weather Dog, I would have
maybe next year.
That would have been the big highlight of
maybe next year.
But yeah, it was a very nice event, and I think everybody had a good time, and it was fun to gather for a couple of hours and just chat with people.
Yep.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
So good stuff. And now we move on to it. And of course, our engineer, Jay, who sometimes works here, sometimes he's in Houston. I accused him of double dipping. I said, are you just going from city to city just doing Christmas parties?
Going for the holiday
parties.
He said,
oh, yeah. I did one. I did one in Houston last week. It was great. Now I'm doing it here.
Hey, you know, if it works.
Well, yeah, Jay gets to go to two Christmas parties, Jad, and you get to go to zero.
Exactly.
That's BS.
He also came back to take some stuff with him that he left here because he traveled there in either smaller vehicles or was flying, and so he couldn't take some of his big ticket items, like his gigantic comfy chair that I've been using back in my new office.
So you lost your chair.
So I lost my really big comfy chair, yeah.
Man, the injustices continue.
The injustices. Oh, the humanity.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.